producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
With the climate summit nearing, there are fears over security, but they were already existing anyway, just worse because of what happened in Paris several weeks ago. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous holiday weekend. Perhaps you had a couple extra days off. You got to go somewhere, visit the family, just hang out, or take a breath. Isn't it great when you can take a breath, take a pause, not be pressured by 50 things on a honey-do list or a to-do list? And by the way, honey-do lists can go both ways. People think that it's just a honey-do list from a woman to a man. No, 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 no. It can be the reverse direction, too. Trust me. Speaking of honey-do lists, on the list of what to do before we get into the results season, because that's the difference. Now we're prognosticating about what's going to happen in the election for the Republicans and the Democrats, who's going to get the nomination, all of that. Once we get into results season, that means the primaries, and we can start adding them up, then we'll have a clearer picture of perhaps things that we didn't necessarily think about on the way to the ballot box. Donald Trump always grabbing the headlines. Trump refuses to back down on his 9/11 Muslim claim, saying that across the river Muslims were chanting, screaming, and just partying it up as New York was crumbling and the planes flew into the World Trade Center towers. And he says he's not going to back down, no matter who tries to tell him that he shouldn't be saying that sort of thing. And remember, he's got that threat in his back pocket of, I'll run as an independent. I don't have to have the GOP if I don't want it. Well, here's where all this happened. He was on Meet the Press, so he's part of what I call the Sunday Swirl, talking heads, yada, 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 about politics. And the moderator is Chuck Todd. He was pressed again and again and again about the truthfulness of his claim on Muslims celebrating as the 9/11 attacks were happening. And he started the segment, Todd started the segment asking, can anything stop Donald Trump, even the truth? So, you know, throughout this pushing, he insists, you know, Trump was live on the phone and Todd challenged him, saying that, you know, if Trump is demanding pinpoint accuracy from the media reporting on him, including his net worth, why shouldn't they demand the same accuracy and claims that he makes? And said, isn't it hypocritical of you calling us out if we're not calling you out when you stray from the truth? So, needless to say, Trump was fired up and he doesn't care. He said, you know, take it easy, Chuck. Just play cool. And he stood by his claims that a couple of things. One, that President Obama wants to allow 200,000 Syrian refugees into the country, not just 10,000 that they're claiming. He says he's been told by hundreds of people in person and on Twitter that they saw Muslims in New Jersey on TV celebrating the 9/11 attacks on New York City. Now, for the record, fact checkers have said they couldn't verify the celebrations, and, you know, that the Washington Post said it was only a rumor. So they're saying that Trump is conflating, not bloviating, conflating the reports with TV images of people in the Middle East cheering the attacks. I mean, Trump just said, listen, I have a very good memory. I saw it on TV many years ago. I never forget it. It was on TV. That's the deal. So he, you know, he's been criticized for that. He's saying, I don't care. I know I saw it. And that's the bottom line. I mean, we're going to go through a fact-checking frenzy, I think, especially on Donald Trump. Maybe with everybody else, too, but absolutely with Donald Trump. Now, Jeb Bush, who Trump says is low energy, says that Trump is uninformed and he's not a serious candidate. that he's not a serious candidate, so why do we waste the air talking about Donald Trump? Do you think that's true? If you're listening to me, wherever you are, in your den, laying down, driving in the street, working, do you think it's true, as you hear me say this, that Jeb Bush says Donald Trump is not a serious candidate? He's not prepared to be the nation's commander-in-chief. He said he's uninformed of major issues facing the U.S., especially defense and foreign affairs. He was on Face the Nation. Bush was. He says Trump has offered a lot of conflicting opinions on his strategy towards Syria and combating the Islamic State group. So Trump was in Florida on the holiday weekend, and he was campaigning. He had thousands of people at a rally in Sarasota, Florida, that showed up saying that he would easily win the March 15th Florida primary because he's already leading by a lot already. He was asked whether he would, Bush was asked whether he would vote for Trump if he won the party's nomination. And you know what Bush said? He said, anybody's better than Hillary Clinton. Let me just be clear about that. But he said, I'll let the voters decide about Donald Trump. I'm pretty confident that the more they hear of him, the less likely he's going to get the Republican nomination. That is the million-dollar question. Will the man who wrote The Art of the Deal, appeared in a cameo in Ghostbusters, became a huge television reality star, is a billionaire real estate magnate, is this guy going to add president to his resume? Will he get the Republican nomination? And then we could even take it a step further. If he does he beat Hillary Clinton? But what are the odds of Jeb Bush getting the nomination? See, I thought Jeb Bush, eventually, once we get into the results season, if he's not getting results, I assume Jeb Bush will just eventually bail. But he's got the money people behind him that do not want him to bail. They want him to stay. So the longer he stays in it, does he get more palatable to people who aren't thinking about Jeb Bush right now? And I love the trap question of, he's uninformed, he's not serious, but I'll vote for him when you press me on it. But that's, what's he going to say? I'm a Republican. No, I'm going to vote for whoever the Democrat is. I'm going to stay home. There's nowhere to go with that answer, to be honest, right? Nowhere to go with that. So, of course, he's going to say that. Of course he's going to say that. And by the way, while you were partaking in your holiday feast, perhaps, or just hanging out, did you know we had another jumper? What is the deal with the White House? I've been to the White House, and I've been outside of the White House. I've jogged around the area in the White House. I did a nighttime tour outside of it. Like I say, I've been in it as well, invited, and once on a tour. A college student jumped over the fence, draped in an American flag, and said, you know, he had no plans to harm himself or others. He just was doing it. So this Joe Caputo from Stamford, Connecticut, had a binder with a rewritten constitution when he scaled up over the fence on Thursday. So then, of course, there's a lockdown while the president is celebrating Thanksgiving with his family. And he's the first person to jump over the White House fence since the Secret Service installed metal spikes to try to keep people out. Crazy. His lawyers are saying, listen, he's different from everybody else. He didn't have a knife. He didn't get deep into the mansion. He just had a copy of a rewritten constitution. Come on, leave him alone. Think he should do a year in prison for jumping the fence? 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, meet you in a few.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, getting ready for the Climate Change Summit in Paris. And because of some of the violence that has erupted there between protesters and the law, they got kind of a little wicked earlier in the day. The concern is the people who are attending the event, the dignitaries that are will be there. And I would argue that there was paranoia plus run rampant before we had that horrible attack in Paris. Now it's magnified 10 times. I can only imagine the person in charge of security ultimately, whose job it is, the one person who has to take this all in and be concerned about people coming in and out of the country, what's going on. So you have all these world leaders who are gathering for this major conference, this climate conference, and the timing couldn't be worse with the clashes of the police and the protesters who ended up having to do the tear gas thing, the spray, the whole thing, because they just would not, they were relentless, in other words, and it's not what they wanted to see happen ahead of it. So it's going to be interesting to ultimately hear some of the comments coming out of Paris, and what kind of, if anything, really will come out of this conference. I'm sure we'll be talking to Luke Vargas from Talk Radio News, as I know he is going over there for that. But you got, again, scuffles at the climate talks, and this just seals the problems that they're having in Paris. And I think it's a big story. It's in your backyard and my backyard because also the talks affect us. You know, the other day, in this break time, I went to get a lamp, and I just didn't even really think about it. But, you know, we've had the big switch with the light bulbs, and it was interesting in trying to figure out. There was three men in the light bulb aisle who were asking me, well, what does this mean? They were trying to figure out what the new, you know, what the new light bulbs were and what the wattage was and what it meant. So I spent probably a good half hour explaining to everybody what light bulb would fit in where. It was just crazy. Let's go to Dennis in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
I'm fine. What I'd like to add to this is, you know, they've been bringing up a lot about what Donald Trump said he saw. But I remember on the day of 9/11 that there was a clip that was shown from Dearborn, Michigan, which is, as you know, is the largest airport in the nation. And it was a restaurant, and they were all standing and cheering, and then the spin started. And there's a lot of things that go on in Dearborn probably haven't hit the national scene, such as where there were some Christians who were trying to show their witness at a festival in Dearborn, and they were arrested by the police. And on another occasion, the Muslims threw stones at them. So,
wow. I didn't hear that about the stones. I knew that, actually, though, about some people celebrating. You're right about that. And there is a cover-up of that because, again, it goes to that back and forth of not wanting to have it portrayed that way, Dennis, as you know. And especially when you're talking about Dearborn, that is sensitive times 100 in this country.
Well, the last time I went to Dearborn probably was in 1996 or 7, and it's no exaggeration. You feel like you're in Dearborn, a stand, not
yeah.
Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah. Yeah, so you think there's some truth. You know, when he's talking about, there definitely was people celebrating in the Middle East, because he's right. Whether confusion or not, there was definitely clips of that. And I guarantee, there wasn't thousands, but I guarantee there were some people over the bridge, because I remember what he's talking about since I was in New York, that there was concern that there were people that were celebrating that on the other side of the river, because people were running over the Brooklyn Bridge and trying to get away from what was happening. Nobody knew for sure. So I think there is some validity in those comments. I agree.
Yes, and I do also, because this was a restaurant that was in Dearborn when they showed that clip. But, of course, they only showed the clip one time.
Yeah, and then it was taken away.
Percent, yes.
Yeah. Wow, thanks for calling, Dennis. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so Dennis says, listen, he's in Michigan. He knows what goes on in Dearborn, some of what he had seen. He's talking about the restaurant situation, and Donald Trump is sticking by when he was pressed by Chuck Todd from Meet the Press on his comment about the Muslims celebrating. There, you cannot say 100% that there were not Muslims who were celebrating. Of course there were, and definitely in the Middle East we saw that. We saw footage of that. There's no question on that. And on the other side of the bridge were not hundreds of people, definitely not. But I can remember seeing a clip of a few people raising their fists and jumping up and down. And I only saw that clip a couple of times because I was in New York City. I was on WFAN. Sadly, my timing for going back to the Northeast conflicted with 9/11, the worst couple of really worst days of my life, and certainly the worst couple of weeks. And to see the city torn up like that was just so awful. And then all the reports and the aftermath and whatnot was just crazy. And as it was unfolding, nobody really knowing what was happening for sure. All right, of course, we're bouncing around as always. One was Trump defending himself. There's the need to ultimately go out there and shake some hands, rally the troops, and get some votes, because it's not going to be about forecasting the polls eventually here pretty soon. It's going to be about, as I mentioned, the results season almost in. So here's the thing about Donald Trump. He absolutely gets hot under the collar, but he's not beholden to anyone. So that's part of the deal with Donald Trump. And certainly, Trump and the media, it always escalates. With some of the media, anyway. And once you get into the Twitter sphere, which he has a ton of Twitter followers, he tweets things out. I mean, you know, on Saturday Night Live, they made fun of it. He made fun of it because he played along and did that little stint on Saturday Night Live. And they did the thing with him tweeting because that's where he ultimately speaks the most. And I think Trump is just basically saying, push and push and push and push, but I'm not going. I'm not leaving. I'm here to stay, and I'm going to continue to run. And then it's just a question of, is Jeb Bush completely wrong, and are people going to vote for Donald Trump or not? I mean, if it came down to, and I don't believe it will, but I would put a stake in the ground and say I don't think this would happen, but if it came down to, ooh, the two who have the best chance are Jeb Bush or Donald Trump, who would you pick of those two? Would you pick Jeb Bush? Or would you, because he's the politician and he says he knows foreign affairs and Donald Trump doesn't know what he's talking about and how could he possibly be president, would you pick Jeb Bush over Donald Trump? I'll tell you what, that Republican convention is going to be really, really interesting. Very interesting. And by the way, Carly Fiorina says the president's talk of climate change as the biggest security threat is delusional. You have Dr. Ben Carson saying refugees don't want to come to the United States. And you know what? There may be a tad of truth in that. Think of the travel. Think of they're just trying to get across that border. The main thing is from Syria, get me over the border and get me someplace away from this ISIS situation. But is there some truth to, I don't really want my final destination to be that far away from the Middle East. Nothing about the United States more, I don't want to be over there. So Ben Carson finished touring Syrian refugee camps in Jordan, and he said that the camps would serve as a long-term solution for millions, and other refugees could be absorbed by Middle Eastern countries. He said, I don't detect a great desire for them to come to the United States. You have refugee camps that aren't completely full. All you need is the resources to be able to run them. Why do you need to create something else? And that's what he did. He toured one of the camps in northern Jordan. And the tour was closed off to anybody, and not to the people, but closed off to journalists and others because the Jordanian security was worried about it. And so there was limited access for sure. But after the tour, he reiterated his opposition to any Syrian refugees coming to the U.S., saying he didn't learn anything that gives him confidence in the ability to even screen potential terrorists. Now, I'd agree with that. How are they going to screen potential terrorists? Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. last year due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tonight, don't forget, Tuesday into Wednesday show, we have our great game, Nail the Score. You don't have to know squat about the NFL. You just have to be able to pick. So, once the game is announced, the game of the week, all you have to do is pick a side, tell us what you think the final score is going to be. It's just that easy. Don't you love it? I love easy guesses. Plus, you don't have to plunk down any bucks, and you might win a computer. Whoever nails the score will win a computer, and it's a really cool computer, by the way, because it's a detachable tablet, and they sent me one so I would understand what it was like, and it's like having two, you have this keyboard you can detach, and it's just incredible. It's light. It's awesome. Bottom line is, I don't really have to sell you on it, because if you win this, you will be really psyched. Let's put it that way. I don't have to sell you on it, because you will be psyched if you win it, and you get bragging rights. And also, coming up on our next show, with this whole refugee deal, I'm going to talk about refugees in the past. I'm going to talk to a former Vietnamese refugee who is going to weigh in on the current crisis, Dr. Vin Chung, who wrote an interesting book called Where the Wind Leads, A Refugee Family's Miraculous Story of Loss, Rescue, and Redemption. So I'm excited about that, to get the take from Dr. Chung, who, by the way, is a Harvard-educated surgeon. And he shared his accounts on all kinds of networks. I'm sure you probably have seen him. He talks about growing up as a Vietnamese refugee in Arkansas and what that was like, and, you know, what happened and the reason they fled, and obviously the Viet Cong. Also coming up this week, we'll talk about some of the ridiculous things that are happening in our school system. And when I say ridiculous, and having talked to just a group of mothers lately about the curriculum and some of the decisions that are made by school boards. And listen, I am from a background where there were teachers in my family. My grandmother was a teacher. She was a great teacher in the New Jersey system. I can remember going to school with her a couple of times, and I know she was well-liked. And those were different times. Now, it seems it's either feast or famine, and it depends on the district, and it depends on what state we're talking about. But what's going on just on the from the educational point of view? Just from that point of view, who's getting the better education? And we're also going to talk to Dr. Brian Russell about is entitlement ruining America? And can personal responsibility fix it? He wrote a really cool book called Stop Moaning, Start Owning. And he talks about that, how we've done damage to our relationships and our families, and that we don't differentiate wants from needs, and external blaming, and all kinds of things that happen mentally to you when you start to get on that track of not having any control, of just losing control over your individual self and what you're doing to get, how do you get back on track? How do you get back on track? And that was a great read, I have to tell you, because I whipped through that thing. It was great. So that's just a little sneak preview, plus our movie reviews. This is the time when the big movies come out. It's holiday season. More people will have off in the next couple of weeks, especially that week between Christmas and New Year's. So kids, grandkids, other relatives, running to the movies. We have a complete guide on what you want to see, what you don't want to see, and how they're rated. Let's put it that way. Just across the board, how they're rated. And I say often that here's the deal. With America Tonight, it's really crossroads of what's happening out there. The view from your backyard and my backyard. It's about the buzz that we're all feeling. And I'll tell you, some people are feeling the nasty curveball that Mother Nature threw out. 14 people now, they say, are dead in Texas. Kansas, also flooding, ice, terrible storms. I know in Texas I can vouch for that. It's been crazy wild, straight rain, really since Thursday night. And I'm saying straight rain. Friday was just, that's all you saw was rain. Saturday, rain, rain, rain. And so floods have been the thing that has captured, unfortunately, too many people who got stuck, didn't realize it. There was an example of a 70-year-old woman. Her car was swept away in Fort Worth, and that happened on Friday. She was, missing, and they were sending in divers to search for her, but the rushing water made it the recovery too dangerous. They couldn't do it. And there were people that were rescued, though, too, where water was up to the point where it was up to their chest and beyond. And I saw rescues of several people and a dog even at one point. But he had swollen rivers. The Trinity River, the Brazos River. And when you get that rain and it overflows, you don't realize what streets are getting hit. And before sometimes it's too late, because before you know it, you're right on top of it. And it's just too dangerous. They saw the same thing in Kansas. There were 8 people, if we want to look at the deaths, 8 people in Texas, 6 in Kansas. And in Kansas, they were talking about icy conditions and rainy conditions. And, you know, again, when you've got the two struggling, you see that sometimes people don't win out because they're not aware of where those areas, those low-lying areas are where they tend to get, you know, flooded. And the Midwest, for people listening in the Midwest, if you watched the Sunday night football game between Denver and the Patriots, you saw there was some snow. And in the Midwest, they're talking about this pretty big snow that some states got up to 1 foot. 300 flights were delayed at O'Hare. So in Chicago, they were digging. I have a cousin who lives in Chicago, and he is always digging his family out of the snow. So shovels, snowblowers were out. Minnesota, southern Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, Indiana. You may be listening to me. You know exactly what I'm saying. When you live in this, I think when you get the first snow, it's good. You like the first snow. Maybe I'm wrong because I have lived in it. I like the first snow. And I think it depends on what you have to do, where you have to travel. Is it a work situation? Do you really have to jump in a car and hurry up? And, you know, the thing I hate the worst, and I've talked about this, what is the thing you hate the worst to drive in? Is it hail and pounding rain? Is it fog? Is it snow? What is it? Is it around a mudslide? I think that... without a doubt, and I think I've said this on the air, but so pardon me if I have, and I'm like a parrot repeating myself, but for the people in the Midwest who are dealing with the ice, I think it's when you get the black ice, the worst. It goes to that you don't know what you're really seeing or hitting until sometimes it's too late, and if the people around you aren't paying attention or they just can't deal with it very well, then you all end up in that situation where you're praying you don't hit the back or front of somebody or fly off the road. So to me, I hate that the worst. But living in an area where they had tons of salt and they snowplowed is one thing. Living in an area where they don't do it, it's different. In Texas, they don't do it as well. They try, but they frankly don't plan for as much as they do in the Northeast and in Illinois. And some of the places I mentioned in the Midwest. I mean, when you have 185 snow plows ready to go in Illinois, the Illinois Tollway, and 84,000 tons of salt stockpiled for the winter, I'm feeling pretty good about that. Versus, we have a minimal amount of salt. Why don't you just go throw some on your driveway? I would definitely prefer that there were more stockpiles. You know, and in South Dakota, they know this. In South Dakota, they got 18 inches of snow on Friday. So you have tractor trailers that have to be pulled off of some of the interstates because it's that bad. But they know this is a possibility. They know this is possible. You're listening to me in Iowa. Unfortunately, when people are traveling, they think it's okay, and then you see a lot of cars in ditches because they feel like they can cut through whatever the traffic is, and they're not thinking about the other people. That's what I think it is. I think it's other people on the road. And anybody who is texting, putting on makeup, reading a book, or doing anything else like that, where you're driving in the snow or the ice. Oh, for shame. That's the worst. All right, stay with us when we come back on the flip side. It's all about the numbers. We can count here on America Tonight.
Bye. sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
It's all about the numbers. Welcome to this edition of We Can Count. Can we count the calories we inhaled, by the way, on Thanksgiving Day? You know, they say the average person takes in 4,500 calories. Doesn't that sound like a lot? 4,500? But if you think about it, between stuffing and mashed potatoes and a dessert, even if you aren't chowing down ridiculously, I can see how that could add up. Ooh, it's scary to think about that, isn't it? All right, this is also scary to think about. University of Chicago had to cancel their Monday classes after an online threat of gun violence. We know how tough it can be in the Windy City, but you got to take everything, seriously, because how do you know if it's not some kook just writing something to see what will happen, or if it's something you got to worry about? What the FBI is saying is it seems, it's credible enough that the university can't call the bluff of a threat, because you have too many students that were there, faculty, students, non-essential staff. Tell them to stay away from the Hyde Park campus, deep in the heart of Chicago's South Side. Students in college housing are asked to stay indoors. The university said Look, we've decided in consultation with federal and local law enforcement to exercise caution by canceling all classes and activities on the Hyde Park campus through midnight. There's your number, midnight on Monday. So a day off at the very least, but, you know, again, what kid or what professor is going to say, yeah, you know what, let's just take a chance. It's not going to happen this time. Not with the world we live in now. We used to have to worry about bomb threats. How many of you had to leave your school for bomb threats? I know that we evacuated. I went to a school in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I know we evacuated. Gosh, when I was going to school, it was a big school. When I was going to school there, we probably, almost every year, probably three times, there were bomb threats, and they got us out. You hear this? You hear the alarm go off, boom, you're out, and it would be a bomb threat. We would think it was a fire drill, but they would say, oh, no, there was a bomb threat. But it wasn't a, so they weren't willing to say, oh, it's some ridiculous threat of students trying to call in or disrupt. No, they just immediately got us out of there. Kobe Bryant surprised a few people and said he's going to retire at the end of this basketball season for the Los Angeles Lakers. So 2015-16 will be the last for Kobe Bryant. The 37-year-old, your number, made that announcement in a post over the weekend. He said, you know, that this, he was considering making his 20th NBA season his last. He said that in the last couple of weeks. You think about it, two decades, two Olympic gold medals, five championship rings, 17 All-Star selections, an 81-point game, and, you know, more than 32,000 points. Why not retire? And the Lakers are terrible. Why not get out of it? He says, my heart can't take the pounding, my mind can handle the grind, but my body knows it's time to say goodbye, and that's okay. I'm ready to let you go. I want you to know now so we can both savor every moment we have left together. And he does have all kinds of records. I mean, just crazy records that he set. I gave you a few of them there. Smart decision. Instead of dragging it out, there's nothing left to prove. When you have a fistful of rings, are you kidding me? And certainly plenty of money and enough contracts over the years that made him enough money. The family of Pro Football Hall of Famer Frank Gifford says signs of the degenerative disease, the CTE, were found in his brain after his death. They released this statement heading into the holiday weekend. They said that he had experienced firsthand symptoms associated with CTE, but didn't offer any specifics. Gifford died of natural causes in August at 84. The statement said that the family made the difficult decision to have his brain studied in hopes of contributing to the advancement of medical research concerning the link between football and traumatic brain injury. They say their suspicions was that he was suffering from the effects of head trauma, and now they were confirmed. That they're comforted in knowing that by disclosing his condition, they might contribute positively to the ongoing conversation that needs to be had, that he might be an inspiration for others suffering with the disease. It makes sense if you think of what happened with Gifford. He got a crushing smash by, at the time, an Eagles linebacker, Chuck Bednarik, in 1960 that flattened him out so badly, it probably shortened his football career, but he was out for a year, basically. He was in the hospital for 10 days, and he was sidelined till 1962. So that would be one hit that would not be good, and there are so many others to talk about. I say good for the Gifford family for putting it out there, because he certainly was special to the NFL and had a long career after getting out of the game, in calling the games, and to do that and add on to the names of people talking about CTE and the severity, I applaud that, because they certainly did not have to, And they certainly didn't have to do that. How about this North Carolina judge that ruled against the 13-year-old in the climate change challenge? Now we're going to hear more about climate change because of the big summit in Paris. But this North Carolina judge really did rule against the 13-year-old. And as the story goes, here's what happened. The News and Observer of Raleigh reported that Haley Turner learned that the Wake County Superior Court Judge Mike Morgan rejected her effort to overturn a decision by the State Environmental Management Commission. The eighth grader had petitioned the commission seeking a rule requiring North Carolina to reduce its carbon dioxide emissions by at least 4% annually. A commissioner rejected the petition, said it was incomplete. He also said North Carolina law forbid environmental agencies from enacting state laws stricter than federal laws. Haley and her attorneys are considering several options, including an appeal of Morgan's ruling. It's one of several cases nationwide filed by minors pushing for action on climate change. Now, you know that there's some other people behind this push. It's certainly not just coming necessarily from her, but is it different when you have kids whose futures are affected, and that's what they're saying, which is why these suits are being brought out, all part of that push for change and the discussion on climate change that ties into this summit in Paris. The timing could not be worse for that, my friends. The serious heart palpitations they must be having in France, worried in Paris about the security measures that they have in place. I mean, that's all you can do. The tension is there between the protesters and the cops. And what the cops are saying is, look, they're showing a complete disregard for the events that are happening. Because you got about 150 world leaders that are going to attend the United Nations Climate Change Summit. That's a lot. From the United States, China, India. The top three, they say, carbon-emitting countries. And then you've got, after the opening day, they have this one event called COP21, which is huge. So that many more people will be pushed into Paris. Any thoughts on the show? You can always share them with me. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. And thanks so much for listening to America Tonight. Good job, Patrick E., as always. See you again soon.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.